Thanks.
Workers.
Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kalb, and today I'm pleased to have as my guest Lisa Barnett, who is the author of The Infinite Wisdom of the Akashic Records. Lisa founded the Akashic Knowing School of Wisdom to teach the Akashic Access Prayers to humanity, and she is she's actually been on the show before. And that can be accessed at www.plasticus.com under Resources and Radio. And she's back again to talk more about accessing the Akashic Records. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you, Dr. Susan. It's a pleasure to be here.
So you want to give the listening audience a little bit of your history of how you came to discover you were to do the work of opening the Akashic Records to people in general?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I think for most of us, our paths are lifelong paths, and sometimes we don't notice it until, 50 years in or something. I was born very awake. As a three-year-old, I realized that I could remember not being in a physical body. I could remember being an etheric kind of being. And I told my mother that I want to go back. I want to go home. I didn't really want to be here in this denser plane. It was hard, to communicate, to learn to talk when you're 2, 3, 4 years old. All of that was very challenging, frustrating for me as a soul. And I know I'm sure a lot of your listeners have had this kind of experience too. So, I realized at a very young age I was on this spiritual path. I read everything I could get my hands on, all the esoteric books, all about, Eastern religion, meditation, journeying out of the body. So I started young, and then got sidetracked and went on and had a regular kind of corporate career in advertising for almost 20 years until it really kind of knocked me out. It took me down physically. I got really bad chronic fatigue and realized something was just amiss. So it was kind of funny because I was going to an acupuncturist to heal the chronic fatigue and all of the food allergies and all the issues that, really are part of chronic fatigue. And my acupuncturist said to me after about a year, she said, there's something deeper here that I can't get hold of, right, that's not here in this acupuncture realm. So why don't you go see a good friend of mine who's an amazing, intuitive and medical intuitive. And so I said, sure, okay, what the heck. I'd never been to an intuitive or psychic before in my life, but I thought, I want to get well, anything to get well. So I'm a big advocate on, all the natural healing that we can do. And so I went to this woman, this intuitive psychic healer, and she said, you're a healer and you're off your path. And I said, no, I'm in advertising, what's this healing thing? Anyway, it was pretty fun, it was kind of strange and silly, but it was an epiphany. So I actually started studying, taking classes to become an intuitive energy healer. And I found along the way that every once in a while I'd get this huge booming voice, like this huge information. And this went on for years and years before I really kind of asked, who the heck am I talking to? What is this? And I realized I was communicating with the Akashic Lords of the Akashic Records, and that they said, this is your path to bring this work back to the earth. And so, of course, I, at that point, thought they were also nuts, and I had 3 small children at the time, and, was barely, getting by with juggling 3 babies and doing my kind of intuitive.
Okay, this is Dr. Susan Kolb with Temple of Health Radio Show. Sorry for that little glitch. Lisa, go ahead and continue with your story.
Okay, so anyway, all in all, after years of, you know, kind of stumbling about my spiritual path, I actually realized that bringing the Akashic work to the world was my sole purpose and path. And so I started working in the Akashic Records, and the deeper I went, the more I did my own work, and the more I worked for clients as an Akashic consultant, the more information the Akashic Masters and Lords gave us. So it just grew until they told me that it was time to start my own school, and I founded Akashic Knowing School of Wisdom. And they gave me, they've given me about 13 healing prayers to work with. They've given me 7 different Akashic access prayers for people to access the Akashic records. And actually much of this information is in my new book, The Infinite Wisdom of the Akashic Records.
So many people who've heard of Edgar Cayce knew that he was accessing the Akashic records, but he was in a trance state. He wasn't conscious of what he was doing. And back then, just about everybody who was accessing the records was in trance. Now, we're not in trance. So isn't that interesting that things have changed?
It is. You know, it's a great blessing. And the way I understand it is that about 50 years ago, the vibration of the planet got high enough for us to start to access the records with greater ease. And that means that we were given, you know, some people start to receive sacred prayers that were access prayers. And they have the vibration of the Akashic record, so they easily move us into this energy field. And the great gift then is that we can literally, you know, be wide awake, walk around in our lives, and access the Akashic records and receive guidance for our lives on a daily, daily. So I can get up every morning, open my records, and say, what can I know today to be of service to my clients or my community or my family, whatever it might be, my business? You can actually, your business has an Akashic record. So we literally can consciously, wide awake, without it taking 3 people to access the records. You know, Edgar Cayce, when he would go into a deep hypnotic trance, his wife would ask questions, the secretary would write the answers. It was quite a little process, right, to access this information, and now we can do it with ease, consciously. People like myself, we access the records all the time. I stay pretty much in that vibration so I can have an ongoing conversation, communication with the beings of light that keep my records. And so, I don't know, Susan, is it useful to just kind of go back? Maybe not everybody is really clear, or have you had enough Akasha conversations that everybody knows exactly what they are and what I'm referring to?
Well, why don't you go ahead and explain it?
Just because a lot of times I'll have people say to me, I've heard of the Akashic records, but I'm not really sure what they are, how I could use them, or why I would care even, right? Mm-hmm. So the Akashic records is the record of your soul from the time you individuate from Source until your soul returns home. And this would be really probably in Earth time, hundreds of thousands or millions of years. We live here on Earth probably 600 to 800 different lifetimes. We live in other planes and dimensions. We have parallel lives. We're very, very expansive souls. And so each soul, because it really is so big, has its own Akashic record, which is often easy to imagine as its own library. So a lot of people like to see the Akashic records as a library of their soul. Each book could represent a lifetime. So right there, if you think, oh, I've had at least 600 lifetimes here on Earth, you know, that's a goodly little room, right? And then you add the other dimensions, planes, planets, every other thing you've done and experienced. And we have a lot, a lot of books. And so the nice thing is we have our own librarians that keep our Akashic records, that keep our Akashic library. So you have your very own group, not just one, but group of beings of light. So I call them the Akashic beings of light. Sometimes we call them record keepers, or I often speak to the lords or the masters of the records, because as we go very deep into our soul purpose work, we talk with some of the higher beings. A lot of times on a daily basis, if I wanted to ask what might be the highest and best food for me to eat today, I might be talking to the beings of light or the Akashic teachers. So there's many different energetic beings, and they're all pure divine source. They've never left the records. They have not lived on Earth. They don't have earthly opinions. They're not your grandmother or your Uncle Sam who passed away 20 years ago, right? These really are pure divine souls that are just here to be of service to you. So it's pretty amazing when we think about the fact that we have these huge libraries and librarians just waiting to talk to us and help us literally with our daily life.
Yeah, I think it's important for people to understand how much help is really available. I don't think that very many people, even spiritually based people, understand the amount of help that's available.
Yeah, I agree. I think that there are so many, you know, we have these Akashic lords, masters, teachers, beings of light that are just there waiting to talk to us, not to mention all the angelic beings who are there for us. We have different levels of spirit guides and you know, other dimensional beings that want to assist and help us. And so it's true. That's one of the things I love to tell people. You know, one of the simple ways to use your Akashic records, and again, I literally teach this in my book, is that you could open your records and just sit and bask in this high vibrational, pure divine love energy and ask your beings of light to help you, to give you a healing, to, you know, to support you, to give you. There's the healing prayers that we can just say and receive this beautiful clearing and healing energy in the record. So there's a lot of kind of just simple work we could do in, you know, 5, 10, 20 minutes a day to help ourselves on our path, to align with our higher purpose, to really, you know, to get some support. We all could use some help, right?
That's right. So would you like to explain some of the different types of prayers that came through?
Sure. So the interesting thing was when the Akashic Masters told me that that it was time to start a school. So there's two sets, two different kinds of prayers. And so I'm going to actually talk about the access prayers, the Akashic access prayers. They gave me six different prayers that are connected to different kind of planetary lineages. So many of us realize that we're very, very galactic beings. Many of us feel like we're from somewhere else, not just Earth, right? And so there's a prayer that resonates more with the people who are from Sirius, the dog star planet, which is also where the Egyptian gods came from. So there's a prayer that resonates with people of that lineage. And when I say lineage, I mean, you know, really that we have lived there and we feel that energy. And a lot of people recognize that because they're so fascinated by Egypt. Maybe they've been there a couple of times, or they've read everything about it, or, you know, whatever it is that kind of connects you to that, that energy. And the other kind of interesting thing about the dog star, Sirius, is that it's two planets, right, A and B. And the whales and dolphins came from B, and the Egyptian gods came from A. So if you maybe don't resonate with Egypt so much, but you just love a dolphin or a whale, then maybe you're also connected or have spent some lifetimes in that system. And so that prayer would maybe resonate more clearly with you. And then another prayer that they gave me is from a planet called Arcturus, and it's really very much about love, opening our hearts to pure unconditional love, to being in sharing forgiveness and love, to really helping the planet to awaken. So a lot of people who have spent some lives there whose mission is about awakening, about divine love, about being of service and supporting humanity, they resonate with the second prayer, which is this Arcturian access prayer. Now, they all go into the Akashic Records. They would all move you into your own Akashic Records, but some of them just work better for one person or another, right? Mm-hmm. And that's why they gave me so many different prayers. For a long, long time, there was one access prayer, and that was from the Pleiades. But it mm-hmm. didn't resonate with a lot of people. And so when they told me to start my school, they said, we want to give you a lot of prayers so that the Syrians, the Arcturians, the Galactic Travelers all have easier access to the Akashic Records. So the third prayer in my book that I talk about is for the Galactic Traveler. Those of us, like myself, probably I'm sure you, Susan, who just feels like we've lived so many places. We just like to get out there and get about, get around, right? And so we like that real spacious feeling. And so that's the one that we use to connect into the Akashic Records and work with the Masters. So those are three of the Akashic Access prayers that are in my book. And they also gave me something which is really beautiful. It's a five-step prayer system. So it makes it really easy for those of us that are a little more linear, that like to kind of set an intention, open our records, ask some questions. We fill ourselves up with our highest energy before we close the records. So it's actually a nice system and process so people really get it, like what they're doing, what they're here to do. So how to access the Akashic Records. So it takes the guesswork out of it. I think, you know, Edgar Cayce would go into a deep trance, and it was kind of like probably for him too, a little bit of a hit or a miss. Some people say they access the records through maybe a guided meditation, which, again, could be a hit or miss depending on if you've been meditating a long time or, you know, how good you are at concentrating or, you know, all these different kind of pieces. So the Akashic Knowing Wisdom prayer system gives us a really nice kind of logical, linear, step-by-step process to open, work in, and then close our Akashic Records.
So would you go over a little bit some of the different categories of, information and advice that we can get from the records? For example, if you're in a difficult situation, you can ask the records about what your choices are and maybe what your lessons are, that kind of thing.
Sure. So one of the things that I find so useful, I'll just kind of give an example of a client I was working with last week, and their question was, they were struggling with making money, with, you know, feeling like they had enough and were kind of doing the work they had come to do. And so that could be, you know, very often a problem is a good place to start with your questions. So some of the questions we would ask the in the Akashic Records, and again, you know, this is really all in the book, so you can find that, and there's about 30 questions that help you go deeper and ask, you know, these questions. I actually wrote them down for you. So we can ask things like, is there a past life in which I took a vow of poverty? What is keeping me, what is blocking me from accessing more abundance in my life, more money? And so the Akashic Masters answer us in many, many different layers because our records are ancient and deep. So in this example, the person had very, very many times been a monk, and a spiritual teacher, and had many, many, many times taken vows of poverty. And so literally we can go back into our Akashic Records, because there really is no time and space, even though it looks like there is to us. But in the records, we can move outside of this time-space dimension and really clear, release old vows, say, I see where that may have served me when I was a monk living in a cave, but now, you know, I'm here living in the suburbs, and I actually have a job that needs to pay me, right? So we start to do some healing work. We can ask about karma. Is there karma? Is there a cycle to complete? So the interesting thing in this example was this gentleman had had a couple of lifetimes where he had not been completely honest with his business partners, and so he had actually, you know, stolen some money from different business partners in other lifetimes. And so because karma is not about punishment, it's really about learning. So when we realize that maybe we've had these lives where we haven't lived in full integrity, where we've maybe done something that was not good for, you know, ourselves, for those around us, like maybe stealing money, right? So what we come to do is to realize that we've lived out of integrity, that that was not a positive action, and we don't have to repay that money per se. We don't have to be poor, or we don't have to be stolen from, in order to get the lesson. It's really about coming into a place of forgiving ourselves, forgiving those around us maybe who have taken advantage of us in different ways, realize that we're here creating our own life and our own reality. And often when we do the forgiveness work, and the Akashic Lords have given us a beautiful prayer of forgiveness that we can do every day to help us to move into a place of forgiving anyone we've hurt, anyone who has hurt us, or anyone, or when we hurt ourselves, we often, you know, are not very nice to ourselves. And so that's one of the healing prayers in the book. We start to clear some of this old karma. We move into our hearts. We start to see the world in a little bit of a different way. We start to realize that the world or people are not out to get us, but we're here kind of creating this reality together. So so in this, you know, situation, as we're working around having more abundance for this gentleman, you know, we're realizing he has these vows of poverty as a monk, that he's, you know, been out of integrity in other lifetimes, and that in this lifetime, in his childhood, that there was a lot of lack. There was, you know, parents didn't have enough money, they didn't get, you know, they were felt guilty if they asked for anything, and so layer after layer. So we really teach people to kind of go deeper by asking more questions. Is there something else blocking me? Is there some karma? How about a past life vow? What else can I know? What else can I release? And then it's very good to ask the Akashic Masters, how can I see this in a different way? So sometimes when we're in a place of hurt or trauma, then, you know, we get stuck in that small picture of the world. And so we can ask our masters, how can I see this in another way so that this, you know, I can shift my view, I can raise my view of the world and of this situation. And the Akashic Masters will help us to literally raise our vibration, see the bigger overview, understand how this is connected throughout time to other lives, to our childhood, to other situations. And as we start to see this more expansive view, it becomes much easier for us to kind of let go of old stuff, of old thoughts and beliefs and old energy patterns. And so this is all the really helpful, profound work we can do on a regular basis in the Akashic Record. So in this situation for this gentleman, you know, by the time we finished our consultation, I do Akashic readings, healings, Akashic consultations for clients every, well, not every day, but all the time. You know, by the time we had finished his session, we had cleared past lives, programs, you know, energy blocks, constrictions, old beliefs, you know, old vows. We really had worked through so much in this 75 minutes that we could really go forward with greater ease. And so he was able to feel the expanse and feel like he could go forward and even get a better job because he felt more worthy. And again, we can work on those kinds of things, low self-esteem, self-love, healing some of those traumas that we've, you know, that are in our lifetimes and also hold us back. So we can go really deep very often, especially when we learn to do this work for ourselves. You know, there's layers and layers and more information. And so it can be very, very profound to continue kind of digging in our Akashic Records. Because again, this is not just one little life. We're very big, expansive, ancient beings.
Would you like to give your contact information at this point?
Sure, I'd love to. So one of the things I love to share is I have three free gifts for anyone who wants to go to the website theinfinitewisdom.com. So it's T-H-E, infinite, I-N-F-I-N-I-T-E, wisdom, W-I-S-D-O-M. com. So that's the website, theinfinitewisdom.com. And you can receive three free gifts. One is that healing forgiveness prayer that I just spoke about to help clear karma. There's a 30-page ebook that you can download and learn a lot more about the Akashic Records, as well as a video meditation to help expand your soul symbol out into the world. To connect to new friends, loved ones, soul family members, new jobs, connect to your abundance, right? So there's all these gifts at theinfinitewisdom.com, as well as there is a link if you're interested in purchasing the book, The Infinite Wisdom of the Akashic Records. It's on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and that link is right there on that webpage too.
Well, you've been giving readings now for quite a while, or helping people access their own records and interpret it. What sort of things were surprises? What sort of things were you kind of found that you were surprised at that the records could help you with?
That's a great question. You know, what I would say is that a lot of the information that I have received over the years really comes because I'm working with clients. So when we start to work with other people, they ask different questions because they have different issues than we do. So a lot of the more galactic information that I've learned about planets like Arcturus or Sirius or Orion, the planet in Orion's belt, different planets. A lot of that information has come through readings with clients. So that's been really fascinating. What I have found is that what I thought was really interesting is that because we do live so many different lifetimes, many of us actually come back into the same genetic lineage. So that would mean that that I may have been my own great 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 grandmother.
Right.
So I would say
in my life too. I was my own great 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 grandmother.
Were you? I love that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And we have still
so
have some
that surprised
stuff.
Me.
Yeah, we still have some of her stuff in the family too. So, yeah, it's very interesting, isn't it? Well, I think the gifts of the spirit are definitely genetic. So, if you're on a blood lineage that requires certain spiritual gifts, there's probably only a certain number of families that you can be born into. You know, it's like they're all related.
Yeah, I agree. I would say also it's interesting because I know my family on my father's side, we're Coens, which were really the spiritual teachers in the Hebrew lineage, the Coens.
Mm-hmm.
And my I don't know about my grandmother per se, but I know that my aunt and my father are both very kind of spiritually open at the top and receive a lot of messages, are very intuitive, clairvoyant, you know, also. And so, yes, you're right. You know, I realized that it made sense for me to be born into to a family lineage of spiritual masters. And the other side of it is that, of course, because we're bringing our soul wisdom with us, and we are such expansive beings, what the Akashic Masters told me, and this is, you know, was a big surprise to me, honestly, and I see it occasionally in clients, but that I literally was an Akashic record master myself. So when I started my soul journey, the first thing I did is I worked in the Akashic Records for people, for other souls, before I went on and became a human. So there's some of us out there who have done that, and we, of course, will resonate very deeply with the Akashic Records.
Right. Well, let me give you an example of one of the lineages that I found out about. I was guided to read Holy Blood, Holy Grail. I believe that's the name of the book. It's a book about the House of David, which, of course, started with David, who came from Pylades.
Mm-hmm.
And so that goes through Solomon, you know, on through Jesus, and then on, because of Jesus' children, on through the Moldavian kings, over to Ireland, through the Tudors, and then to America. Yeah, because the lineage came to America when America was colonized. And they go through the whole lineage. And basically, that lineage has the gifts of the spirit. Obviously, there's other lineages, I'm sure. There's Eastern, masters. And so I'm sure it's not the only lineage.
Mm-hmm.
But that will show you, because that was a real lineage that was described in that book. And it was emphasized in that book that the gifts of the spirit are genetic. So that's where I learned that, which was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then my great-great-great-grandmother, the one I was telling you about, came from the Tudors, you see, came from that area. So that was a reincarnation that I was aware of through other means, that she was a historical figure, so there was a lot of detail available, and that my mother told me that we were related to her and some of her stuff were still in the family. So that was that's how I realized that it's all genetic.
I think we're very smart souls, so we pick those genetic families that support that, and we just must do it again and again, just like the Tudors or the Coens.
It's probably the
easiest way to
do it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask, in your more recent readings, like in the last few years, are you getting information from the Akashic Records about the energetic changes that are coming up, or actually probably in progress, the ascension energies? Or is there information coming from the Akashic Records about what we're going through now?
Mm-hmm. You know, there is some, but one of the things that they do tell us is that, and I always find, you know, pretty helpful in some ways, well, frustrating and helpful in the same way, in the same time. They give us information, but one of the things that they always tell us is because we come here to Earth to be, to have free will, that it also depends on what we do, what we choose to do. So nothing is written in stone or concrete, but one of the things that they have told us is that we are now really kind of as this group energy. We are, our Mother Earth, Gaia, is raising her vibration and awakening as a sentient being herself. The Earth is actually a conscious being. And as she raises her vibration, we are, of course, practicing, trying, working on awakening along with her. They do always say that this is really the first time that anyone, any kind of Earth and the inhabitants have awoken together. So it shows up in all sorts of, you know, ways that don't always look like, ooh, it seemed like it would be fun to wake up, but this is kind of trying, right? Because what it's doing is it's pushing all the old dark energy and all the old garbage up into our faces so that we can start to become aware, realize, release, heal, clear, move into, you know, love so that we, and forgiveness so that we can all awaken. So starts, you know, pieces and stages, absolutely. So since our 2012 doorway where we moved into this higher energy with the planetary alignments, we've definitely been going, you know, kind of step by step over the last couple of years, which I'm sure everybody's been feeling. It's almost been accelerating. Some of us, it's getting more difficult and more challenging in some ways. This year, I would say I've had so many kind of friends and acquaintances leave the Earth again, you know, die, pass on, because, you know, because I get that their souls felt like it would be easier to come. Well, two things. They say it, that they can help us more from the other side of the veil and, you know, help and guide us and lead us from the other side. And then they really wanted to come back and start over fresh when we kind of have transitioned through this kind of ascension process. So so I've seen a lot of that this year. And then we get that the next few years, 16, 17, and 18 will really be the years of completion and, you know, I feel like the jumping, almost the lifting into that next level. So it feels like it's coming really soon. I mean, if 2020 is soon enough for you, then it's really soon, you know.
Right.
But it is a process, you know. I mean, when you think about, we have to recreate and reorganize, you know, our world, our big systems. One of the images that the Akashic Masters gave me a couple of years ago was of, say, if you imagine a 100 story skyscraper, and next to it is just a little foundation, right? So there's just that one story foundation. And they said basically what we're in the process of doing is taking all the bricks off the 100 story building and moving them over to the new building. So what we're trying to do is create a new paradigm based on love and community awareness and without letting the old skyscraper crumble and fall down, because when it crumbles and falls down, then we have a mess, right?
Right.
So we're moving very quickly to do that. Right now, they're showing me almost, we're hitting kind of the new building is about 60 stories and the old building is 40 stories. So we've just crossed that 50-50. As a matter of fact, the last time I did a show and was telling this, the master said it was still 50-50. So in the last month, we've gone through another leap, and we're hitting the, like we've passed that we've passed that spot of no return, which is great in the good way, no return.
It really
right?
is, yeah.
Yeah, so we're now kind of 60 stories high in starting to build new paradigms. I know we're starting to see things happening in government, new things starting to come about, new mm-hmm. ideas in healthcare and natural health and just so many things that are coming forefront. It's very exciting.
Yeah, I came to a realization about, I'd say 10 years ago, that nothing at that time anyway, nothing could last. Everything that was built up would be destroyed because of the amount of negative energy, greed, all the negative stuff that was in the world. And at that time, there was a lot of whistleblowers being killed. There was a lot of, more corruption in government, corruption from the pharmaca mafia, as Dr. Shealy says, the drug industry controlling healthcare. And I realized that nothing, you couldn't build anything on Earth. If you built something up, it would be torn down. And so what I see now is that because what you just described is happening, we will be able to actually have our life's work preserved and actually count for something, because the negative forces, the forces tearing things down, are going to get weaker and weaker and weaker over the next 5 years. So we will be able to build and actually change the structure of the different categories, law, healthcare, government, religion, all of the different big institutions. Financial. I mean, look at all the stuff happening in the financial world. All the bankers being killed, and it's just amazing all the stuff that's happening. So, each of these is undergoing a remodeling, like you were mm-hmm. describing with your building metaphor. Mm-hmm. And so, what I think is going to happen is we are going to be able to actually make a difference. If you look back in medicine, I know medicine best because that's what I'm in. The people that tried to make a difference were murdered. They were arrested, died in prison, like Raymond Royal Rife, and William Kelly. I mean, all of the different people that really made a difference in medicine were wiped out. Very interesting history. But now, and then in industry, in energy, look at what happened with Tesla. His labs were destroyed. He died in poverty. Every single genius that came up was destroyed or gone after, or if they didn't change the way the powers that be wanted them to change, they ended up in a bad situation. So the point is that I'm really excited for what's happening, because now we will be able to build, and what we build will not be torn down.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I mean, that's the way I'm seeing it. And the other thing that they often will show me in the records when I'm working with different clients are communities, just a whole kind of new way of being. And I laughed the other day because it looked kind of like it reminded me of the, communes of the 60s.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Because they keep talking about building communities. But I'll
right.
see people who are very motivated politically, architects, scientists, who mm-hmm. are all really here changing the world, here ready to bring in the new information, new paradigms. And I see these really beautiful communities that are more, where you would have, it wouldn't be like a commune where you're just living on a farm or you're living in one big old mm-hmm. house, right? But it would literally be a community where you might have 200 houses, and you might have also organic fields, and you might have organic mm-hmm. restaurants and healing centers, and, you know, depending on where it is, and maybe it might be about physical health, or maybe it's about spiritual communities, or maybe it's really about mm-hmm. teaching and training and supporting our new starseed children who are bringing in new galactic information to help the world. So just mm-hmm. really beautiful communities that are much more heart-centered, you know, creating and developing beautiful products and ways to, you know, go forward in the world. So I think all of that is really exciting, and, you know, it does my heart good, because for a while there it felt a little scary, didn't it?
It did. And you know, I think we have to tie the idea with this whole thing that had we continued on that destructive path, probably Gaia would have wiped out humanity. You know, I mean, it's humanity, for whatever reason, might not have survived if it continued on the destructive path. I mean, it just, many, many scientists and many people who study this problem predicted that in 200 years we would be wiped out. I mean, these are scientists, not just spiritual people. Now, what's great now is that we've got this spiritual shift happening. Perhaps the people who are more centered in greed and the old ways simply will not be around, you know, simply will not, the energy will be so high they won't be around. They'll either have to shift or they'll have to leave. So basically, without that group of people in control at the top, we'll be able to do what we need to do to solve the problems that were created by that kind of thinking and action.
Right.
So I think that we're well on our way to solve these problems. And like you said, there's a whole bunch of really beautiful, intelligent, intuitive beings coming in that can solve the problems that we have, you know, through, because they can bring information from the Akashic Records about what to do with the radiation problems, the pollution problems, the energy problems, the poverty problems, you know, all of the things that were created that weren't really a good idea. These problems need to be solved. You know, what to do because of GMO foods, you know, the electromagnetic problems where people get sick from the, you know, from the cell towers, all of these things.
Right, and it is a bit of a race against time, I have to say. We
it
can't
is.
Sit back on our laurels yet.
No, not at all. Well, we're coming up at the end of the hour. Would you like to give your contact information one more time?
I would love to. So theinfinitewisdom.com is the website that you can get 3 free gifts at, and if you're interested in reading my new book, The Infinite Wisdom of the Akashic Records, and learning how you can access your own Akashic Records, you can go there to theinfinitewisdom.com, and you can also, there's also links to buy the book as well as receive 3 free gifts.
Well, thanks so much for joining us, Lisa. I appreciate your taking the time, and I think the listening audience would agree that accessing the Akashic Records is not only going to be helpful in their personal lives, but also helpful in understanding what all of us will be, you know, the challenges we'll be facing going through this energy shift that's right in front of us.
Yes, absolutely. There is so much wisdom there for all of us. And one of the things that the Akashic Masters told me years ago is that when we connect and access our own Akashic Records, we are bridging that high vibrational, unconditional love, this divine love, right through us to our Mother Earth. And so when we're accessing the records, we are also helping humanity awaken and helping our dear Gaia awaken. And so it's a very profound work, even if you're just doing it in the altruistic way for humanity and Earth, to be that bridge of this beautiful divine love is wonderful.
Well, thanks again for joining us, Lisa.
Thank you, Susan.
I appreciate your work. And next week, please join us for Temple of Health Radio Show. We will be interviewing Dr. Richard House. Between Now and Then, How My Death Made My Life Worth Living. And then the next week, Christopher Vesey, Spiritual Mysteries of the Blood, Its Power to Transform Body, Mind, and Spirit. Take care, Lisa, and please join us next week for Temple of Health Radio Show.